Hello, it's AFQ Football. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm in for Adam Smith, who's on his holidays, but people would have seen him on the whistle video looking absolutely resplendent by the sea in a lovely hat. So, Adam, we wish you all the best, and I'll try my best to deputise his AFQ Football skills. So I'll try my best. And you guys have tried your best as well. We've got some great questions for our panel, and that panel is Robbie O'Neill, Fio Adesan, Harry Aprayer, and Nicky Cornish. So we're going to start with the atmosphere. So it's a bit of a heavy one, but a bit of a heavy duty one. And because there's quite a lot of questions on it, I'll just read out the starter from Gareth Cullen. He said, "Why is the atmosphere so crap this season? Spent the duration of football behind closed doors thinking we'd be get back to a year-long party, but it's more like a wake most weeks." So there's a bit of a debate there on whether the COVID's been a factor. Charlie Jones has jumped in with this. All the complaining about the tourists creating a ship atmosphere in the past. Is it fair to say that it may have been those spending thousands to get into Anfield that may have raised the noise? Obviously said there's a bit of a caveat, and I'm well aware what can be done, but it could have some truth in it. So I feel like we've got a good panel for this. We've got Scousers, we've got people who live in Liverpool, we've got people who live away, we've got a Scouser who moved down south, a Southerner who moved up here. So you know what I mean? It's like it's every surely every viewpoint. I'll start with you, Harry. Do you think it's a bit... Do you agree with it, first of all? Because, you know, has the atmosphere been notably worse this season, do you think?
Yeah, I'll start by saying you've already sort of failed with Adam Smithing, because he always criticises me or does something to rip me in the first minute when he introduces my name. So you haven't done that yet. So it was like a good start for me. I think the atmosphere, I don't know, it's such a weird one, because I went back when the crowds were allowed, it was 10,000 the game I went back for, and it was absolutely literally, when I say electric, it felt electric, and it felt like there was not it felt like the ground was absolutely full at that point, and there was only 10,000 in there, and I wasn't expecting that. And obviously there was so much excitement because people hadn't been for so long, and now we're back into a bit of a routine of being able to go to the match again week in, week out. It does feel a bit flat, and I can't really pinpoint what it is, but I won't deny that I've been to games and I've got to the end and I've thought, God, like really, 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 we didn't get going there. And I think it really stands out to me at times, like in the Arsenal game, for example, when Arteta like got the crowd going, and you understand like how loud it can be and how good we can be at points when we're roused, when we feel like there's something to play for. And it's just not really been like that at times, and it's a bit frustrating. Like, even You'll Never Walk Alone at the weekend, I thought was quiet. I did think it was quite quiet. I don't know if it's like a nerve thing. I don't know if people just are a bit like, you know, feel like there's not that much to pay for at this stage in the season already, which I disagree with. I don't know if it's I don't know if it's people that are being able to go every week, so maybe not making as much noise as people that would just come for a one-off game. I don't know what is contributing to it, but I do agree that has been a little bit flat, and it does make me a little bit sad. I don't know if that was a long-winded way to say I agree, but that's my kind of thoughts on it.